This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Quarterhorse.
That's right. We are live. Clap it up. Here we go.
The drive is live.
We had a couple roll through here, and they knew Texans jerseys right there. I see you right there coming in. Get you some crawfish, baby. Come on out here as we are having a good time. Blue Water Seafood. The Bud Light girls are out. They are apparently, my wife texted me in, and I said they're going to hooking people up with some action. Let me clarify that. They are they've got some good items for you to maybe partake in.
They got exactly what you think. Cold beer.
That's not it.
Cold beer.
The Bud Light girls are here, and they've got exactly what you think. Cold beer right there. Let me just say it.
Yeah, girl.
That didn't get better the second time I said it, did it, Tyler? No,
you had a hard time correcting that. I'm not sure why.
I did. I don't know why.
Your voice sounds good, though.
Yeah, I know. Tyler liked it. Let me get this across here. As the Rockets, they are off again, and that does nothing but help the Warriors, to be honest with you. And the Jimmy Butler news, which there is news. This is coming out from several sources. Golden State coming out with their injury report. Golden State Warriors forward Jimmy Butler, who exited Wednesday's game in Houston with 1:51 remaining in the first quarter due to a pelvis contusion, underwent an MRI yesterday. The MRI confirmed that the injury was as a pelvis and deep glute muscle contusion. His status for Saturday's game 3 is questionable. So that came out late last night. The Warriors made it official with that, but he is questionable for that game. Clint, I would imagine Udoka and the rest of the crew are going in there completely 100% assuming that Jimmy Butler will at least play.
Yeah, look, I would imagine so. When it first happened, for his sake, you hope it's muscular and it's not something to do with his back, a disc, or something, you know, something that can't be fixed. Now, it's going to be painful, but usually when it's something like that, if nothing's torn or anything, then they can either deaden it or they can, you know, they can work it out before game time. And hell, this series is going to take about a month to get through if these guys go 7. So they got plenty of off time. That's for damn sure. It's good for Jimmy Butler, but I think he probably needs one more game rest.
He may need
one more rest. Dad.
I would imagine. Who do you think is going to be the one to do it?
Somebody going to put a knee in it?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking a forearm is what I was thinking.
Put a forearm in it.
Let's go, yeah. Dylan.
Maybe go to jump. Yeah, Dylan ain't above it. There ain't no doubt.
This is Dylan's time, isn't it?
If Draymond Green wasn't on the floor, Dylan would be the top of the conversation.
Hell, I tell you what, Udoka might do it. Udoka might find a way to the handshake line and just drill him.
I think he's got a team full of guys. I think Jalen Green may be the only one that doesn't.
Jalen Green went forearm to face earlier.
Jalen Green and Curry got tied up late in game two, and Curry was kind of joking and kind of hugging him. I think the team thought that Curry was talking trash or something, so everybody kind of ran over there, and Jalen got up kind of glad-handed, ha-ha-ha. I bet Ime Udoka said, nah, man, you save that for after the series. Save it for Ad. I think they said no friends on the floor.
I feel like Dylan's just going to be not even guarding people.
He's just a menace.
Just getting low and just hunting and hiding and coming out.
Hunting bad hips.
I'm telling you, but I'm just saying, Jimmy, as soon as Jimmy gets somebody in the post, it's coming. Bam, right there to that to that glute area. But
well, he does like to play with his back to the basket and do a bunch of that. We'll see how effective he is if he does play. Yeah. But I fully expect him to play now with that report.
But especially how physical this game is. Like, I mean, the Rockets, they're going to make him feel it. Like, he is going to feel that. Listen, this is a big game, obviously. The series is tied. and you can steal home court back with a win in one of these next games in Golden State. To me, Clint, I think it is extremely critical that the Rockets weather this early storm. Right, like you've been involved in this. You know, you've gone to certain teams that you've had to play on the road that's ready for that game, and you know that first quarter, that crowd is going to be going nuts. They come out the tunnel, they're going to be crazy. Golden State, everything with the Jimmy situation, you know, and whether or not you know these guys have convinced themselves that there was something could have been avoided in that. Draymond may have convinced himself and the whole team that was the dirtiest play that he has ever seen. Steve Kerr may have as well, but you know they're going to be up and ready for that game in that first quarter. And Clint, we've seen Golden State over the years. We've seen Steph scored 17 points in a 5-minute overtime once. Like, we've seen them get after it real quick, and teams lose games in the first quarter because, you know, Golden State went off. I think that is extremely critical, because I think once the game slows down and it just like and it becomes a game, especially if Jimmy Butler's not 100%, I think the Rockets have more answers.
No, Jimmy, no way.
Well, no Jimmy, yeah.
Take however you. I'm talking about Jimmy Butler, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, no Jimmy. Yeah, well.
You ever have that problem? You don't want to answer. You don't answer it on the air.
I just want to go back to Jimmy Butler, man. know what you're talking about.
No Jimmy, no way, baby. Yeah, no, look, I like Steph Curry, and Steph's scary. He scared me in the second half last week, or like last week, it feels like, when the game was.
It certainly can't be consistent, like Steph just go crazy.
Well, they just don't have enough. I mean, there's Rockets are too good defensively. They have too many players that they can throw at perimeter shooters on the defensive end of the floor, and especially if the refs are gonna allow the Rockets to grab and push and be as physical as they've allowed both teams to be, then Curry he's not going to have enough. And let's be honest, if Curry goes out there and scores 40, do they have enough outside of Curry to keep up if you can score 100? I mean, I don't know that that Golden State has that. So this I think the whole thing, whether Golden State can compete, obviously depends on Jimmy Butler. And if they do, I still think this entire series hinges on Jalen Green and what he's able to do. Can he get four games of seven? Can he get four of them where he's bringing it the way he did? Not necessarily 38 points, but playing the brand of basketball that he played in game two. Or do we get more of game one than we get of game two? We'll see.
And then what do we get from these younger guys? Because I expect the Golden State role players to play better there. Like, I expect them to play better at home. Like,
But there's just so. I mean, the one guy that scares you a bit, paired up with Curry, I think, is the
Pazinski,
the little shooter. Yep. Yeah, whatever his name is. Like, those two combined can light up the scoreboard. But I still just don't. I mean, is it if you can extend the an already really really good perimeter defending team, if you can even extend more because there's less of a threat that can mid-range or get you down low, then
yeah. I think Jimmy makes it a real problem. Yeah. I think Buddy Hield shoots the ball better at home. Yeah. I think that kid with Brendan Pazinski or whatever his name is, I think he shoots the ball better at home.
He shot the ball really well since Jimmy Butler's been there. So that was kind of his story, the story of the season for him. But, yeah,
That post character who's start knocking down corner threes a little bit for them there. Moody, I think, your Arkansas kid, I think they probably play better at home. I'll be honest with you. I have been disappointed a little bit, just a little bit. I know he's young. Is Amen Thompson. Like, I want to see him impact the game more. Like, you know, like, he's still in the last game, he took less shots than Fred, and Fred was openly trying not to, you know, take as many shots as he did. I would love to see Amen Thompson, who's just naturally gifted, to be more aggressive out there. And I think he has matchup advantages as well. So I would love to see a little bit more of him to be a little bit more active. This weekend, I've had several people here, Champ Slice, one of them, some others. I've had several people reach out that made the trip to Kansas City to watch the Astros play the Royals this weekend. Reach out to me and ask me, tell them places to go. Shout out to Champ Slice. Said he was listening to the show while he was at Joe's, Kansas City. You remember we tried to go to Joe's?
Gas station.
Gas station was outside the door. Both these teams are playing pretty well. The Royals have won four in a row, and the Astros obviously 6-7. So this will be a little fun thing. Our guy Wisniewski gets the ball again. We'll see if the Astros can keep this going. I cannot wait to see what lineup we get thrown out today. All I know is DeZinzo should probably be in it.
That'd be fair.
And we should probably see, hopefully for the Astros' sake, that Christian Walker keeps rolling. That's been the big thing. Him and Yiner Diaz, you're starting to see them come about, and they desperately need those guys to keep going.
Yeah, we need those guys to keep going based on how the season started. I agree. That's the focal point, right? But we said before the year started, like, or at least I felt this way. I don't want to put words in your mouth, Ron, but the Yiner Diaz and Jeremy Pena were going to be two big. They needed to be two big contributors this year. They needed to take the next step.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, Yiner, the jury's still out, right? I mean, he's still struggling through some things, but it's getting better. But Jeremy Pena, man, come on. He is absolutely rolling. And I don't know if it's going to last. I don't know if it's going to last as hot as he's been. What is he, 13, 14 game hitting streak? Moved up in the lineup. What is he batting? He's batting fourth again.
He's been batting fourth, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, Jeremy Pena is rocking and rolling, so hopefully he can keep that going on too, because that's bigger picture when you get obviously Altuve and Alvarez rolling and Walker rolling and Yiner rolling. I mean, Pena in the middle of that, it's nasty, man. It's going it lengthened that lineup big time, and we need it now with Bregman and Tucker gone. We need it now more than we ever have.
All right, coming up here, before you get to the four, I want to hear what you got going.